This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership by SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, June 30th, A.D. 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Northern Ireland remains steadfastly pro-life, according to Reuters. Belfast's High Court had found in a 2015 ruling that the Irish pro-life laws breached the European Convention on Human Rights by failing to provide exceptions in cases of fatal fetal abnormality or sexual crime. But yesterday, Belfast's Court of Appeals ruled that the court has no say in abortion policy, remanding it back to the Irish legislature. Meanwhile, the British government is making plans to fund abortions for women from Northern Ireland who wish to kill their unborn children. An amendment to Queen Elizabeth II's speech, which will constitute the legislative agenda, advocates for abortion funding and has collected widespread support even from Prime Minister Theresa May's Conservative Party. The British Medical Association has voted in favor of bringing a resolution to Parliament that would allow open access to full-term abortions. Roger Kiska, legal counsel for Christian Concern in England, told The Worldview this sets a wrong direction for England.
Decriminalization would remove scrutiny from private abortion providers at a time when they are increasingly under the spotlight. I mean, we can't forget the Planned Parenthood videos in the United States. Here in the United Kingdom, there was a Telegraph, the Daily Telegraph uncovered illegal sex-selected abortions. So it's really a question of why should abortion providers enjoy unregulated practice when this would be absolutely unthinkable in any other area of healthcare?
Tim Farron, the UK's Liberal Democratic Party leader, resigned from his position earlier this month for not towing the party line. Farron opposes abortion, and when asked if homosexuality is a sin, Farron said, quote, "We're all sinners," unquote. And in a speech he gave at the Liberal Democrats' headquarters, Farron said, quote, "To be a political leader, especially of a progressive liberal party in 2017, and to live as a committed Christian, to hold faithfully to the Bible's teaching, has felt impossible for me," unquote. Luke 15:10 says, "There is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents." Alberta, Canada school board officials are cracking down on Christian schools in the area. The school board chair, Lori Scorey, found Cornerstone Christian Academy's use of certain scriptures in the school handbook offensive and informed the Christians they, quote, "should not be read or studied in school," unquote. This Christian school, along with most Christian schools in Canada, is publicly funded and subject to public censoring. Here's the problematic verse in this case, 1 Corinthians 6:9. "Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God." American private Christian schools are celebrating the Trinity Lutheran Supreme Court ruling announced on Monday. They are hoping that more government funding for their programs will come out of this. Release International reports at least 160 more Christians have been detained by Eritrean officials. 12 children are reported to be included among the imprisoned believers, including one two-month-old child. Pew Research data on Christian support for homosexual faux weddings broke down the numbers by denomination. It turns out that apostasy rates for evangelicals are far higher than other segments of American faith. Evangelicals have increased their support for sodomy by 250% in 10 years. That compares to only a 70% increase for Catholics and a 60% increase for mainline denominations. 47% of evangelicals born after 1964 now support homosexual marriage. The UK Guardian has issued a 2,000-word investigative article on Jay Sekulow, the chief counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice. The article referred to a fundraising nonprofit called CASE that has, quote, steered more than $60 million to Sekulow, his family, and their businesses, unquote, since the year 2000. It was divine intervention that saved the life of baby Violet. MercyTreeMedia.com covered the story of Allie, the mom. 3 years ago, Allie says she was in an abortion clinic in Ventura, California.
There I was on the table with an IV in my arm. I just knew God was telling me not to go through with this. I yelled at the doctor and nurses to stop, and I got off the table and left.
Watch the entire video in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, June 30th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.